This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line. John Davis at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it's warmer now, and the crops sure look good. Although there's a little heat out west that I suppose some are concerned will make its way into the Midwest. What do you think?
Well, I think as we look at things over the next week or 10 days, for the bulk of the belt, it looks like that we're not going to have any extreme heat, and thus we're not going to have any kind of high stressful situation for the developing crops across the majority of the Midwest. There is an exception to this, however, and that is in areas of Kansas and some parts of Nebraska, where heat over the weekend and continuing much of this week will be enough to be at stressful levels, and you'll likely see some crop stress and even some potential yield declines for some of the crops across that area. So it's really that southwest portion of the Midwest that's having issues here right now. For the remainder of the Midwest, overall favorable conditions here certainly has been the case over the past couple of weeks and will be the case the remainder of this week and on into next week.
What are the daytime and nighttime highs, or daytime highs and then the nighttime lows in those areas that are going to suffer?
Yeah, in those areas of the southwestern Midwest and Nebraska and Kansas, they will have high temperatures ranging from the mid-90s to the lower 100-degree readings. The hundreds will be primarily in areas of Kansas, with nighttime lows basically in the 70s across that region. And those are certainly levels here with some of the corn beginning to pollinate across those regions that will likely cause some hampering of the pollination process.
What do you see for rainfall in the Midwest?
Well, overall here, we will have a relatively active Midwest rainfall pattern in areas of the central and northern sections of the Midwest, with thunderstorms firing up across the northern portion of the region here. So really for the northern areas of the Midwest, for the eastern areas of the Midwest, that would include most of Illinois, overall rainfall should be relatively frequent here as we go through the next 7 or 10 day period.
Like the Corn Belt, which had a late start to the growing season, most of the rest of the planet did, including the Delta region of the United States. How have they been doing the last month or so?
Doing pretty good. They've been a little bit warmer, which has been a needed entity across that region. They've gotten pretty good precip here lately across most of that region as well. And kind of more of the same as on tap across that area as we head toward the middle portion of July.
And please check on the Chinese corn crop for me.
Well, that's one area, the North China Plain specifically, where we have had some heat recently and enough heat for that to be an item of concern, and with another couple of surges of heat here coming in, certainly an issue here to start watching with their corn crop going through pollination in China.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mm-hmm. John Day is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. You can always visit us online and listen again if you'd like at WILLAG.org. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.